fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest.
Great.
These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the very first day of February, year of our Lord 2022, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we do start with the Pledge of Allegiance, just like when I was a youngster, we did every day in school from kindergarten through senior in high school. And this morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn it over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Leon. Please do join me on this first day of February, year of our Lord 2022, as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates on the increased funerals in your neighborhood, sir?
Yeah, they continue to go up, as you've talked about in other shows as well. Another, I think it was Pastor John down in Arkansas. It's like there is continuing to grow. More accidents are happening, both for county and as well as the highway patrol. I got a couple friends on there that I've assisted in past traffic accidents, and they say they've seen it increase as well. And also directly affected in me this week, the judge took his, for this week, took his booster shot last Friday, and he was unable to make it this week for a court. So all that had to be, is having to be rescheduled. And then a friend of mine that I grew up down on the coast with, he's a very healthy, always has been very healthy. He drives a school bus, and he's 72. And he got his booster and ended up having to be treated over where my son works there in Ocean Springs for his heart bothering him after getting that, the booster. So it continues to go on, and as you well know.
Well, I'm curious, is talk around town, whenever you're around folks, are they connecting the dots yet about the illnesses and deaths being connected to the vaccines?
Some of them are, believe it, those of us that's not getting it see it quite plainly. Now, some of the ones that are actually getting it, they, I don't understand their thinking. They said, well, some of us said, well, I'd be better, worse off if I hadn't got it. And I just shake my head, look at them like, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, they don't. You
know, what do you do?
I know.
I send them to your site, to Brighteon and other places. So don't take my word for it. Look it up. But you know, right. you know, people are. They just won't do their own research.
That's right. And, that's right.
But on a little happier note, I just want you to know, on a personal note, I passed the 30-mile mark on having a toilet paper around.
you passed what mark again?
30 miles of old toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
I know you bring that up occasionally about how many miles you got.
Yeah. Well, in the commercial rolls, they don't measure by sheets because there are no sheets. Right.
Right. That's where they are. Anyway, as always, of course, privilege to do the pledge, and y'all have a great day there, you and Leon, and the rest of the crew when they come on later, and of course, Cuz it is King.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Deputy Hendricks down there in the beautiful state of Mississippi. He's been in my neighborhood a couple of times. He's had the all-you-can-eat catfish buffet at the local Cherryville store, and a great guy, a great patriot. Okay. Well, Leon hasn't joined us yet. He's got distracted by something, which I'm sure is very important. It's interesting to see the different twists and turns that the COVID-19 matter is taking these days. It's understanding what's going on is not a matter of IQ or intelligence or education. As the as Deputy Hendricks has pointed out, a local judge got his booster and found himself ill. Now, to become an attorney means 7 years education past high school, 4 years undergraduate, 3 years of law school. You have to be above average intelligence to be able to do that. You have to be goal-oriented, a hard worker, and so forth to accomplish that goal. So clearly, high IQ and a good work ethic doesn't mean you're going to figure out what's going on, does it? Not at all. I know a local lady here, high school dropout. She is an administrative assistant for a corporation, and a mother and so forth, has grandchildren. She's figured out that getting the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot is not a healthy thing or the right thing to do. So education has no bearing on whether you can or cannot figure out that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot is unhealthy and something you shouldn't do. That's the way it is. That's absolutely the way it is. I haven't looked the last 12 hours to see what's going on with the truckers up in Canada. I say God bless the truckers. We've created a world where the truckers are the lifeblood of our nation, quite frankly. What was done to the railroads in the 50s and 60s was criminal, in my opinion. Railroads are essential for national security. It's the most efficient way to move the most tonnage, the greatest distance, for the least amount of money. Barges, river barges, are right in there also. But, of course, they're limited to navigable waterways, where the railroads can go almost anywhere. But, the truckers, they're the lifeblood of our country. Almost everything we need, everything we use, is delivered by truck. Almost everything. I've had a number of truck-driving friends. They're great guys and gals. There's women truck drivers also, obviously. In the modern age, a petite woman can handle a massive truck because of the power steering, power brakes, automatic transmission, and so forth. So that's not really an issue anymore. They tend to be independent. A lot of truck drivers are independent individuals that do not work for a single company, or maybe they, if they do, they work as an independent driver and can leave anytime they choose. So they're hardworking. It's a tough way to make a living. I need to emphasize that. Being an over-the-road, not a local driver, but being an over-the-road truck driver is a tough way to make a living. Long hours, poor sleeping conditions generally, a lot of situations that are not very nice, shall we say, a lot of situations that are dangerous depending on where the truckers go. Just being on the road at all is dangerous as far as that goes. Now, last I heard about the Canadian truck drivers, they were blocking the some of the main highways that go in and out of Canada from the United States. That's gonna cause some situations if they block the highway. If they park their truck, lock it up, and walk away with the keys, that creates a real logistic problem for the authorities trying to remove them from blocking the roads. It takes a lot of time to deal with locked up trucks that are blocking highways, especially if they're really jammed up together. I guess I could make it even worse by chaining the trucks together, couldn't they? If they wanted to. If they own the trucks, they're taking great risk with their livelihoods, their personal financial situation. A semi-tractor, I don't know what one costs now. I would guess around $200,000. I don't have a clue because I've never looked into that. The trailers may or may not belong to the trucker, depending on the situation, obviously. But Canada is our largest trading partner, by far and away our largest trading partner. Massive tonnage goes back and forth across that border 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Massive tonnage, both directions. I need to emphasize both directions. My high school made the national news yesterday briefly. Herculaneum High School, Herculaneum, Missouri. Named after the city that was buried under the volcanic ash 2,000 years ago. The school board voted to keep the mask mandate in place, which, by the way, the Missouri Attorney General is suing 90 school districts, I don't know if Herculaneum is one of them, to remove the mask mandates. But following the school board vote to keep the mandates in place, 50 students on their lunch break protested the mask mandate, and one student was expelled from school for refusing to wear a mask in the classroom, and the high school principal had the police pick him up and take him home. He was not arrested. He was just provided transportation home by local police. He was not handcuffed or anything like that, just given transportation home because he'd been expelled from school for violating the mask policy. I say kudos to the students at Herculaneum High School, and I hope that that will morph into something bigger and better in not only that high school, but other high schools as well. These entities, like the school boards, they hide behind the dictates of authoritative bodies, or bodies that appear to be authoritative, saying, well, I think the Herculaneum School District was relying on the American Pediatric Association. And I don't know where they get their information. We talked about this months ago, Sam Andrews and I, and maybe some others, that thinking a mask will stop a virus is the excellent analogy is using a chain link fence to stop a mosquito. It's simply not going to work. Now, in the operating room, doctors and nurses, surgeons, they wear a mask to protect the patient from the doctors and nurses, not to protect themselves from the patient. There could be exceptions, but that's why they do it. That's why they do it. Thinking a mask is going to provide protection, provide you with protection from somebody who has a virus, is an absolute fantasy. It is an absolute fantasy with no basis in science whatsoever. None. Now, if you're sick, if you're symptomatic, it may help slow down something from you spreading something on one hand. On the other, if you're symptomatic, you should not be out in public, should you? You should be at home resting, staying properly hydrated. Looks like we had a caller on hold here. Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Morning. I just wanted to draw some attention to something here that's really going to affect a lot of people. This has to do with the CO2 capture plan running pipelines through about central Illinois up into Iowa and probably touching Minnesota. And this was all proposed and laid out undercover. And the company that's doing these moves is a Texas company called Navigator Heartland Greenway. It's a Dallas-based company, and their game plan is to capture the CO2 that comes out of fertilizer and their processes with ethanol. So I took a deep dive on this, and the reason I'm calling early is because I know you got some farmers listening to this. And the pipeline that they're building is above ground. I thought, first of all, it was going to be buried, but it doesn't look like it based on the support mechanisms I'm seeing on the pipes. Pipes are huge. They're somewhere less than 2 feet in diameter, and they run for miles. And they're going after the farmers, basically just capturing their land, not giving them many choices. And when I see these pipelines
Wait a minute, Fred. When you say capturing their land, what does that mean?
Eminent domain.
Oh, you mean for the right away for the pipeline?
Right. In other words, there's guys fighting this in Iowa right now. I'm trying to help them.
Right.
And the eminent domain is to play, and they go to their county people, and they said, this stuff's been in the works. It's been off of everybody's radar. And here's where it happens to me. If they buried it, and I've seen buried pipelines going through fields, they bury them deep enough to where you could still plow and put plants in the ground. But when they put it above the ground, and you're talking about something that's less than 2 feet in diameter, and it's walking its way across the land, my problem is they're not apparently deciding on entry points for the farmers. So if you're crossing your 100-acre farm or 800-acre farm, how do you get the tractors on the other side of this stuff? And they're making no provisions for this, as far as I can tell. And anybody that's out there making a living farming is going to have to stand up. I mean, granted, I don't live there, but I can see the impact of it. It's the area they're going through is the richest farmland we've got in the country. And RFD TV, they've done a couple of shows on it. Epoch newspaper has done a couple of major deep dives into this. So there's places that people can go. The guy that really brought this to everybody's attention was a guy that has a site called Ice Farmer, and he was the one that did the deep dive on this in the beginning. He opened up Pandora's box. All I'm saying is any of you guys out there that give a damn about your future farming, this is really a horrible assault on this country. I have no understanding of what they think they're going to gain from carbon capture. So
money.
They run these pipes
money.
To a place, and then they die. They go several hundred feet into the ground.
Money. Well, the whole thing is
yeah,
money.
It's, you're right, John. It's
there's,
all
there's
about
no,
money.
There's no science here at all. It's a complete fantasy.
Thank you for your time, John.
Thank you, Fred. We got a break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a really nice $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment you get to protect your car, your home, your generator, at my website at thelibertyman.com. And we do have with us my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former U.S. Navy officer, and we'll be talking about the events today and, of course, how incorporating doTERRA oils into your daily life can help you like it does myself and Leon. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How you doing, sir?
Good to have you with us, sir. We got a couple of callers on hold, but since you're running late, we're going to go straight to what we typically do after the first break is talk for about 4 minutes about doTERRA oils. And I use them every day, and you do too, don't you, Leon?
I sure do.
Absolutely. And Leon has the physique of a college athlete, by the way. He has the appetite of a college football player. I've sat across this man for quite a few meals while we're on our cruise, and man, can he pack it away and not gain an ounce. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. But The oils help. The oils help. I weigh just a little bit more than when I was a high school senior playing football myself, 175 pounds, and the oils helped me also. But if you want to get started and to do what Leon and I do, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down under products to the doTERRA section, and check out the kits. There's lots there. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of products. But you're going to want to get a kit, the biggest kit that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage that. If going into debt is something you think you need to do, then go ahead and do that using PayPal to pay off the debt in about 6 months with no interest. And then get yourself two copies of the same book. Simple title, easy to remember, Modern Essentials. Now, you might say, John, why would I want two copies of the same book? Actually, two different editions. The fifth edition and the 13th edition. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration no longer allows us to say. And the 13th edition has all the latest oils in it. And last but not least, if you're in a hurry, you want to get some private coaching on which oils will help you reach your goals the quickest, and or you'd like to have a home-based business, and a lot of people would like to do that, a home-based business selling the oils, and that's when you want to call Leon. So just give Leon a call. What's that phone number, Leon?
It's 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
And just leave a message. If Leon's off doing something exciting and fun that I'm jealous of, he will get back with you. He's a very diligent about getting back with people, aren't you, Leon?
Yes, sir.
I know you are. That's how you get started with the oils. My inventory grows every month. I'm very grateful that it can, and it does. And you can do this too. The oils have been around for thousands of years. They're mentioned in the Bible more than 300 times. As I like to mention, the Bible doesn't have frivolous things in it, such as recipes for chocolate chip cookies. The Bible has important things only, doesn't it, Leon?
That's correct.
That's right.
And boys, you need to know.
So when the oils are mentioned, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, because the oils are there in the Bible for a reason. King Tut had gallons and gallons and gallons of oils in his tomb with him. So according to their religious beliefs, so they'd be there for his use in the afterlife. But the ancient Egyptians made use of the oils every day also, didn't they, Leon?
Correct. And what's nice about using them is that, you know, when I talk to people, I say, you'll be able to use these, and your great-great-great-grandchildren can use them as long as they're cool, dark, and dry.
That's right. That's right. Well, the oils are in a dark-colored bottle because they are photosensitive, just like beer is photosensitive, unless you live in Mexico, and they're too cheap to put the beer in dark bottles. But, you know, the oils are photosensitive. That's why they're in dark bottles, to help preserve the integrity of the oils. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. It's real simple. It's real easy to get started. Very cost-effective. The cost per drop is what we look at. And contrary to many things we use in our daily life, when the instructions for the oil says use three drops, they mean three drops, don't they, Leon?
Correct. And what's nice about the oils, you can't overdose on them. And, you know, you can use too little. So, if, you know, especially if you're dealing with sickness and things like that, or if you're dealing with a topical issue. So it's always better to, you know, do it more frequently than it is to take like 10 in the morning and don't do any more for the rest of the day.
Thank you, Len. We got callers on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born, in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there for 3 or 4 weeks, you'll see a nice new photo of me sitting on my beautiful Kawasaki Nomad motorcycle, 1600cc, 750 pounds. It's a pure delight to cruise down the road on that Kawasaki Nomad. And of course, real estate listings, we're going to get more posted. I was talking to my webmaster, Tim Spencer, real estate in Crawford County, in Missouri, and then later on, and as we can get to it, in Arkansas also. We've only got a few there right now, but that list will be growing. Last but not least, energy cleaners. It is so much fun helping people get their lives back. It really is. I really enjoy helping people get their lives back with the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I go to bed. I get the great night's sleep, just sleep as good as I did when I was a small child. You can also. I wake up pain-free in the morning, full of energy, ready to hit the deck there and meet the challenges of the day. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there for your energy cleaner. Your micro plush throw, that's a new item I got. Micro plush throws, you can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your automobile seat. And you can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. You can send me a check. My address is right there. My 24-hour day order line is 800-592-9543. Okay, Leon, let's get to some of these calls here. Looks like next we have Mark in Missouri. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. What's going on, Mark?
Well, a little over 2 months ago, I got bit by brown recluse. The spider decided to camp inside my left shoe. And I got bit by the left foot upper portion. And I just wanted to say that I cannot even imagine what would happen by now if I didn't call Leon. And, of course, you gave me his phone number. And the thing was eating my flesh.
Oh, yes.
And at some point, it was about, like an equilateral triangle, maybe an inch and a half each side. And you could see that the flesh is dissolving. I mean, it was just disgusting. And I checked other cases on internet on Google pictures, and I think my thing was probably not maybe the worst one, but it was pretty bad.
Right. I saw the photos. Yep. I saw your photos.
Yeah. Yes. And I called Leon. I don't know how much should I say on the radio. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a doctor or anything like that, but he was really gentleman and a scholar, and everything positive you said about him is true, and it's probably not enough. He held my hand through the process, you know, acquiring oils, and he was explaining to me how to do it, and also he wanted me to send him pictures, like every other day or every 3 days, he wanted to see the progress. So, Leon, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I'm not a weakling. John, you know me. I mean...
Yeah, you're a big, tough guy. I know that. Yeah.
This is horrible. And I think that a bullet wound would heal faster than this thing.
Oh, I agree.
I'm not out of the woods yet. I mean, it's healing, drying, getting smaller. And it'll probably take altogether maybe 3.5 months, so maybe a month and a half more. It'll be okay. So, Leon, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you, really.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, best of luck, Mark. Yeah. You got any follow-up there, Leon?
Yes, and yes, I would love to. I would love to speak with you again, and I appreciate the great compliments and see your progress and maybe give you tweak it a bit to accelerate it. So when you said it's 3.5 months, you know, if you've eliminated the dissolving skin, we should be able to help you drastically recuperate as much as possible. So I look forward to speaking with you if you get a chance.
Yeah, it's a long process. Thank you once again.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to advise. I mean,
thank you, Max. Well, hang in there. We'll pray for your rapid recovery. We appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye bye.
Okay. Oh, that reminds me, we're postponing the meetup to the second Thursday of this month. We'll have snow all day, all evening, this coming Thursday. And so the John Moore Radio Show meetup is postponed officially to the second Thursday of February, 4:30 at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. It's actually named the restaurant of Dietrich Panny's at the Benton Square Building, a 100-year-old schoolhouse rehabilitated into a restaurant on the ground floor. And gentlemen, don't let your wives know about the spa upstairs because it will cost you a lot of money. But it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. Let's take our next caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, Leon. Good morning, John. I got a couple of comments here and a question for Leon. I'll just start with the comments. You know, you were talking about that trucker thing on the first of your show this morning that's going on up there in Canada. But I think there's a lot more going on that we're not being told about. I heard a caller yesterday called in, and he was evidently he was an ex. I believe he was an ex. Host on RPN, and he called into one of the shows, and he was and he was saying that he had seen a video, and he forwarded the video on, but I haven't been able to find it yet because it wasn't covering up. But he says they went in there. You know, they had all these vaccine camps up there where if you didn't take the vax, you got put into one of these, you know, camps. I don't know if you know about that, but yeah, they had them up there, and they were putting people in them who would refuse. It was like, and they would go through, and you know, it was like I don't know, psychological. They would try to convince them, and you know, brainwash them into taking a vaccine. But they evidently they're raised. They somehow they've all been. These were huge complexes, you know, huge, and they've all been they're destroyed down to the ground. So I don't know what's going on, but it appears, I believe this is a credible source for this, because he was I believe he was an announcer on RBN, and so I would take it to heart that, you know, he said that they're not, that they're really censoring this, and so it's hard to get the video, find it anywhere. But he had a copy of it, and he forwarded this one of the announcers. I can't remember what the show was. But so there's a lot more going on up there. I don't think it's from the truckers, but I think they got other problems, you know, going on in that city up there. So, you know, not all of it is good. I think that's when Justin Trudeau was really the reason why he was taken out of there. Why he went to the emergency thing wasn't because of the truckers. It was because of this other stuff that's going on that they're not letting people know about. And it seems to coincide with the thing that that guy over there in England, Boris or whatever his name is. I can't think of what his name
is. Boris Johnson, yeah. Who doesn't know how to comb his hair, right?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's changing all his tune now too, you know, about the masks and everything like that. He's going to, supposedly he's going to, you know, release and stop the, you know, wearing and forcing people to wear them and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it seems like these protests are taking effect all over. But on the other side, some things aren't taking effect, like what you were talking about on this mask thing with these kids, you know. My only comment on that was I heard someone on talking about today, it was a guy with a legal thing. He has legal knowledge, and he says you to go after the superintendent of the schools and go after their bond, for the people to go after their bond somehow and to revoke it, and that you have to serve them with papers and everything like that to do that. So, but he said that's how they're stopping these mandates in other places, these mass mandates in the schools. Oh, and there was one other topic that you touched on, and it was kind of like in between those two. What, can you refresh my memory as to what you discussed this morning? It was, I believe it was right after you talked about the, I think it was the caller who called in about the CO2 capture thing.
Right.
I called a long time ago about this, and that they're going on out west too, these things, and they're going to affect the amount of cropland that we've got that is going to be, you know, arable cropland to grow crops on. So this is another side effect. I didn't know they were going on in the states that he mentioned. So it looks like it's widespread all over the country. This is not
a good thing. I'll tell you one group of men and women you don't want to make angry are farmers. You really, really don't want to make farmers angry. That's not a wise thing to do at all. you know, they're up at 5 a.m. or earlier, and 7 days a week, and they work hard. These are tough men and women who have no fear. You really don't want to make them angry.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. They are a tough breed. The question I have for Leon is, I've been getting headaches a lot lately, just mild, but, you know, they're coming more frequently for some reason. I'll have to figure out why. But I was just wondering, is there some kind of oil that you have or something that helps with the headaches like this? That are, I've been getting them like two or three times a day. It seems like a lot now.
I would say there's numerous reasons, you know, for a headache, especially, you know, as we get older, and it applies to me as well, is that and especially as it gets colder as well, is, you know, that most people do not drink enough water. So dehydration is really prominent in America. So they say 65% of Americans are dehydrated. So drinking water, you know, and you may love coffee and tea and pop, but those are diuretics that suck water out of the cell. So I would definitely increase your water. And the other thing is, you're exposed, and have you had any bloody noses as well?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you had
any? I didn't catch that.
Are you exposed to any people who've had the vax, the death jab?
No. I stay away from them. I rarely leave the house, and when I do, it's only to go grocery shopping.
Yeah, there's been a big uptick in headaches, especially people, and I've met many women and talked to them in which they've been around five people who've been vaxxed, and if they're near them, and there's also 5G towers. Even my mother had bloody noses, and she had to go to the hospital. And I've talked to four other women who've had the same issue. They just spontaneously start bleeding. But one of the precursors were headaches. So, you know, I would say, yes, you can use peppermint oil generically, you know, across the board. But in most cases, it's water dehydration. But you can put it on your temples, put a drop or two on the temples, if you like, palm of your hand, so then it's less likely to keep your finger in your eyeball, you know, later when you're rubbing it. And so that will help increase, it is great for headaches along with, and if you have extreme headaches, like, you know, cluster headaches, migraines, and depending on where it is on your skull, you can also use Deep Blue as well. But as long as you keep it away from your eyes, it will be very effective. But the number one thing is increasing your magnesium, calcium, and your electrolytes, and drinking water, per se. Because I've had headaches, too. And as I was reading about it, they said, yes, as you get older, your natural desire for water, it decreases, which would be the opposite. And that's why it's a big hassle for nurses to keep these seniors and the senior citizens centers hydrated, because they just don't have that, I need to drink. So, and maybe just for discipline until you really get into the habit. Have a bottle and say, I have to finish this bottle off each day. And as long as you know what the size, you know, as long as you fill it up and you do that, it'll help you drastically, I believe, Charlie.
Well, thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense, the water, and also the thing about the 5G thing. Because I don't know, I'm living right in the heart of Space Coast down here where, by the way, we had two huge explosions yesterday. I don't know where they were at, but they were huge. And I think they must have came from over there on the, you know, either from SpaceX or whatever's going on over there. But we got Martin Marietta and everything else around here. And plus, I've been hearing trains going through, huge, long trains that I never heard before at this time. Day and stuff. Usually I only hear them at night, and it's pretty late, you know, and they're not that big, you know. I can barely hear them. These things are huge and they're loud. It's almost like they're using an alternate track or something, and there's a lot of stuff going on down there. So I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's happening something else. So anyway, yeah, and we got 5G down here. I know it's here because of all the technology and everything that's around me. So Yeah, I'll definitely look into the water thing because I have been kind of out of water. I've been drinking soda, believe it or not. I don't usually drink it. I've been drinking orange soda. But it's only because it's so cold the last, even in Florida, it gets cold, you know, and it was cold the last couple of days, and I just hadn't felt like getting out and going to the store to get the,
Tell us what cold is, Charlie. What is cold?
What is cold?
Well, I guess it got down to, I really don't know, but I guess it got down to, like, almost probably close to 32, not quite.
Oh, my.
You know, I doubt it didn't get that
cold. It must be the end of the world, frost. 32 degrees. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie, thank you for the call.
It was probably not near that cold either, really, because I didn't see any frost or anything, but, yeah.
Well, we got a break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. I'll hang up. Thank you very much.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri. Their CDs are for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Let's see, Leon, our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, if you want to warm up, it's 51 degrees at 6:54 right now. If you want to warm up,
very
come
nice.
To Phoenix.
I'm driving on the right now.
Okay, I have an update where I live. I mean, I'm keeping track. I live in a senior community. Out of 46 people vaccinated, as of February of 2021 until today, 2022, 14 people now out of 46 are not here anymore. Okay, and then I was going to report...
Well, before you go any farther, you've been there in this location how long, Deborah?
I've been here for 5 years.
Okay. Now, the 14 that have passed in what period of time? 3 months, six months?
Well, from February of 21 when they got vaccinated till now.
Okay, so that's basically a year. So in the previous 4 years, how many people would you expect to see die in a 12-month period of time?
Zero to maybe one.
Okay. So that we have a baseline. So the baseline is the 4 previous years where one resident per year would die. Now we've got a 1,400% increase in the past 12 months, haven't we?
Exactly. It's alarming to me.
It should be alarming. What does the staff think about this? I mean, they have to be very aware of this also. Do they even talk about it?
No, they don't, but I want to get with the lady who does resident services, you know, intake and all that. And I was going to ask her, why is it that so many people have passed in this year's time? I want to see if she says anything. You know, I want to ask her first what she thinks.
Well, it'll be interesting to see I'll report back to us what you find out, Deborah. That'd be great.
Yes, and then the only other thing I was going to report was a Christian Eriksen, who's the soccer player who collapsed. They televised it. He claimed he was dead for 5 minutes. Of course, they brought him back to life. But now they've fitted him with a heart, something that jumps his heart in case it stops again.
What they've done, my webmaster has one, they've implanted inside his body a defibrillator that automatically shocks your heart when the device gets a message that your heart has stopped beating. That's what they put in his chest.
Okay, and it's sad, but he wants to play in the World Cup, so he's waiting to hear back.
No. That's not. They're not going to allow that. That's a fantasy. His career is over. A man with an automatic defibrillator planted in his chest is not going to be allowed on the field. That's not going to happen. The liability would be too great. The insurance carrier won't allow it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you so much. No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Deborah. We have a break. We'll be back with the Tuesday morning round.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you